Phoenix wants to make itself more walkable, especially around the light rail. A couple of years ago, the city council approved a walkable urban code to help make that happen. And this afternoon, Catherine Coles will be talking about this as part of Phoenix Urban Design Week. Her talk is called Walk the Walk, Vocabulary of Urbanism, and Catherine joins me. So first off, what is the walkable urban code? What are you trying to achieve?
The walkable urban code is a manifestation of a plan that we adopted 2 years ago for transit planning along our light rail corridor in order to realize the investment and bring density and intensity and services to the corridor. We needed to adopt a code that could respond to that in a way that our traditional suburban code could not.
So what's different in those areas than what maybe people are used to seeing around Phoenix?
Well, a main difference between an urban code and what traditional zoning is generally has to do with the placement of where buildings are on a site. In a suburban zoning, buildings are generally set far back from the street with large fields of parking in front of them. In a form-based code like our walkable urban code is, the buildings are required to be near the street. They're required to engage people walking on the streetscape.
It sounds like it's an effort to have people near the light rail station, either getting on or getting off the train. There's stuff there for them to go to that they can walk to that's easy to get to.
That's correct. That's correct. The code is fairly flexible in that it doesn't separate land uses like a traditional code would. And that allows what we call a vertical mixed use of buildings. You could have on a main floor activities of daily living, such as a dry cleaners or a daycare or a small bodega for various sundries. And you could have living or offices above that. Traditionally, that is not something we have seen outside of a downtown environment.
So you've been at this for a couple of years now. What manifestations can people see of this code in action so far?
Well, this code is relatively new, and it has only been applied on a few parcels of land along the corridor. It exists in our ordinance, but it's not on the ground yet. There are some parcels that will be coming that have zoned to it. If your listeners would like an idea of how a form-based code works, they generally only need to come to downtown Phoenix to see all the new development occurring there. Downtown Phoenix is now covered by a form-based code. It was a precursor to the walkable urban code.
Is there a kind of inherent challenge that you think you have to overcome in terms of getting people just to understand or believe that Phoenix is a walkable city? You think about Phoenix, and I think a lot of people think about car culture, and you just drive everywhere. Now there's some public transit that people are really starting to use. Are you finding it difficult to get people to walk through the city?
Well, a walkable urban code is only one of the tools in a toolkit that any city needs to help it be walkable. There are many other factors that contribute to walkability. And in our desert environment, a key element that we struggle with is providing shade. Shade is very key to being able to walk anywhere. So that's something we're working on internally and trying to come up with standards to ensure that that can occur.
What is the timeline that you guys are looking at? I mean, ultimately, when would you like to see this plan fully manifested in Phoenix?
Well, the Reinvent Phoenix plan that was adopted at the same time as the Walkable Urban Code is a 2040 vision plan. So we've got
a little ways to go.
We have a few years to go. So as we have staff availability and the resources, we are going into the communities and looking to actually rezone portions of the corridors to the walkable urban code so property owners there will have predictability. They will know that their neighbor has the same zoning as they do and has the same code requirements.
When you look out in your mind's eye over the next 23 years or so to 2040, when you think about what the city will look like when this code is fully implemented, what do you see?
I see shaded walkways, trees along the streets. I see a robust bicycle network to get to places. I see more people out walking regardless of how hot it is, and I see interesting things for them to walk to. Instead of saying, oh, I'm going to walk to the grocery store and it feels so far away because I'm passing by acres of parking, even though the grocery store might still be the same distance away, it's now comfortable to get there. You have windows to look in along the way. There's a storefront that catches your eye. That's what I envision.
It sounds like you envision a more densely packed urban version of Phoenix.
I do, and certainly along the high-capacity transportation corridors.
Catherine, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Catherine Coles is a planner with the City of Phoenix. She oversees land planning along the light rail corridor.